Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like I said, I mean, they shot 38% and 23 from downtown, and they got outshot in that game. But the problem was they won with rebounding and steals and, you know, lack of turnovers. So I didn't think they I think they did the things that win games dirty, you know, rebounding, steals, no turnovers, and control yourself for the most part with the fouls. And I, you know, I thought the game was called evenly. I didn't hear anybody crying about the calls, and I didn't see that it was a ref game where the refs ruined the game. It was actually just both of those game sevens were really good, I thought. And I just thought the Raptors shot poorly. But I don't believe in I just do not believe that from one game to the next – that they're going to go out on, you know, whatever. Is it Wednesday night they play the Bucks? I think it is. So let's say they play them Wednesday night. I don't believe they're going to shoot the same exact way they did on Sunday on Wednesday. And every game's a new game. Like, so remember the one night it's Thompson's on, then Curry's on. Then it's, you know, the next night it's Durant's on, right? It's one game. So, you know, Kawhi's on, it seems like every night, but then – you know, one night Siakam doesn't have it, then he does. One night Gasol does nothing, the next night he has 16. One night Lowry has 5, the next night he has 20. You know, Green had 2 on Sunday. He'll go out and have 16 on Wednesday because, you know, the Milwaukee might not respect him. They'll be like, oh, well, he's not hitting the ball right now. He's not shooting, so let's not worry about him. Give him the shot. You give him an open dagger, the guy will start hitting, right? He's just – maybe he didn't hit on Sunday, but he'll hit on Wednesday. You never know. I don't believe you can prove to me that from game to game in the NBA, in the game of basketball, which I play every day of my life, that you can tell me that every night you're going to shoot the same percentage from the floor. It's just impossible. It's virtually mathematically impossible. I think that every night's a new night. You don't know. Like I said, Kawhi Leonard. If he has to take 39, 40, 45 shots a game, that's what they're going to do, right? That's what they're going to do. And what will happen is, in my view, is if they have to rely on him to shoot 45 times a night, they're going to lose, right? Because that means he's the only guy shooting. No one else shoots. You got one guy shot 13 times, one guy shot 11, and one guy shot 10. So Ibaka 10, Lowry 13, Siakam had 11. You cannot win like that, in my view, where just one guy shoots every time, okay? Because eventually, I believe, let's say if they get to, you're at game 5, and he's still shooting 45 times a game, he's going to be gassed. I don't care what anybody says. If you wear and tear a guy, like, they're going to be all over Kawhi Leonard in this series, okay? Just so you know, like a raincoat, okay? And they are literally going to chase him around like dogs chasing beef, okay, around the house. You hold a steak up. You think your dog will chase it? I think they're going to be all over him. But are you willing to agree with that, Carver High and Mafia, that he's going to have a hard time going 45 a night every night shooting it 45 times? Do you think he can really just keep shooting 50 times a game and not run out of gas at some point?
No, I don't think he can. I mean, I know they've done this whole thing where they've saved him. He didn't play like 20 games. Adam Silver talked about it last week. But in the end, the playoffs are a grind. And the more you go through it, the more minutes you play. I mean, we saw that with Jokic. He was gas in that game 7. He had nothing left because he played more minutes than anybody in the playoffs. So, yeah, Kawhi was saved during the regular season. But eventually, it's going to catch up to you when it's all on him. And you got guys like Giannis and Middleton and these other guys chasing him night after night.
So, I mean, Joker had 29, 13, and 2 in that game 7. Are you so you're telling me that in that game you thought at the end of the day that he was gassed?
At the end of the game he was. When he was missing those free throws late when they needed them,
right.
The jumpers were looking flat at the end. He had all that team. Denver was great in the beginning, and they all trailed off towards the end.
Yeah. Bottom line is, I'll tell you why. I don't think they lost because he was tired. I actually believe, and I won't deny that he looked bad at the end missing a free throw, but as you know, and I know, we all miss free throws late in games.
Right.
You're heavy, you're tired, you're gassed, you're breathing, and the guy gives you the ball and you're shot, you can miss that shot. I think they lost because, simple, they couldn't stop C.J. McCollum, who scored every single time he touched the ball in the fourth quarter. And literally, in my opinion, you know, his step-back daggers from the wing and from the free throw line were just brutal. He just got you down, broke your ankle, and stuck one right in your face. He hit all the big shots. That's all there is to it. That guy went 17 of 29 at 37 points, 9 boards, a dime, a steal, a block shot. But it was his shots late in the game. If you look at the full play-by-play of that game, you'll see down the stretch, he literally rocked every shot he took. I mean, he was hitting everything. I mean, the guy was just absolutely getting space and scoring ad nauseum. So he won the game. It wasn't because everyone was tired. It was because no one could stop McCollum. Not only that, they even said it. Dame Lillard said, here, I'm out of the way now. You take over. Because he knew that he didn't have it, but that McCollum was the one that had it, and CJ took him to the house. And then the guy said afterwards, I can't even believe it. I went to Lehigh. This shouldn't even be happening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.